Blog Talk Radio.
Therapy Mind Stream. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Engelman. As always, it is wonderful to be with you. Now, I've said all that. What can I tell you? Well, we started a while ago, and of course, our goal has always been to just come off and do right in making sure everybody knows. But the bottom line in all of this is that music's a panacea. And it's been kind of a rough day for me, so I'm kind of looking forward to sitting down with some myself. We started this a little taste ago, and I should say that our show is proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit when, where, why, and how right now at www.basnnewsroom013.com. Shout out to all the brothers and sisters of the Brother Man Network, wherever they may be. And shout out to my main man, Gary Norris Gray, Big G, who is putting together his end of the tournament. I know we will hear from G later on, but I had a moment today because it's been wild. It has been wild because I have endured a lot. And I'm trying to go into a me bag because it should be about y'all in this music tonight. But just leave it at that. And since I don't do alcohol, I'll have to have a drink or something later on to balance my emotions. Anyway, a year plus ago, we started out with a premise. The NCAA was acting a fool, so we said, fuck them, and we had our own tournament with musical artists. Put them in four different regions, and we said, all right, y'all go at it. Everybody gets a little mini set, 15 to 20 minutes roughly. Those who survive advance, and those that don't, you'll see you later. And that's how we came up with this. We had some amazing responses because we asked you guys. We asked you guys to pick who would be involved and who would maintain. And, blowing my nose, sorry, you guys responded. Started off with the Young Rascals, one of my favorite groups for a couple of reasons. One of their performers, who would be their lead man, Felix Cavalieri, is a really good dude. He's one of the nicest people I know in music, and I don't know him that much or that long. But what I do know, he's a cool brother. He's from Pelham in the Bronx, or actually Westchester County. And from his last name, of course, you know his mom's Italian. And they dogged his mom out. So you always had the attitude that they would not treat folks like they treated his mom. And that stayed with him. In music, that was a big deal. Even when I was too young to go to clubs, I knew about the fact that he would be helping out the Ronettes and those girls like that because he would be kind of like a big brother looking out for them as the business of this and sometimes the ugly side of it would get ugly and he'd be there to, let's just say, involve himself in. And because of that, I always thought, you know, that's not bad. But on top of all of that, the Rascals, as they would be eventually named, not from the Young Rascals, but they eventually were the Rascals, they were the first white act to sign with Atlantic Records. Now, you got to remember, Atlantic was Race Music USA. They grew up on Ruth Brown and Laverne Baker, you know, and of course later Aretha, I talked about at the break. But, you know, nobody expected these white boys to come out here with all this good shit. And they did, which falls right in line with the analogy that we always say about best man plays. You know, if you're good enough, sit on down, sing, pick up, and whatever. You know, actually, my man John Fogerty says that, you know, if you can't play, give us a tip and appreciate what we do. If not, come on in here and play on, you know, if you got that. And most folks did. Anyway, Young Rascals are going to be part of an experiment if you come up with a little begology tonight. Now, we already asked the question a long time ago when we started this, what is soul? We said our mission is to interpret in as many ways as possible what we believe it is. We know it's not a monolith. It is like the force. It goes from the nowhere, it goes to the no place. And those affected by it, who connect with it, generate. Creative spirit leads us to say when we hear them express by voice or by instrument. Yes, that is soul. Now, Cavalieri and the Rascals definitely were doing soul music. You know, if Atlantic didn't think so, they wouldn't have signed them. And it brings up that debate about white artists who can and can't sing. We know that. We have had artists who we love here Todd Rundgren, Dusty Springfield, Lisa Stansfield, Tina Marie, Timmy Earl. Folks we know got it right. And they didn't go through any vamping or stupid shit like some folks, Michael Bolton, that we know. But they just expressed themselves and everybody said, yeah, they got it right. And that's how it was. We know a thing that makes songs work, of course, are words and music. I remember the movie Eddie and the Cruisers, which was a great flick, cool little movie in case you want something to watch on a popcorn night. And I thought about the words and music thing. You know, in the 60s, they weren't letting black people express love through soul music. You know, again, they were still going on off that three-fifths compromise tips. Black people were fucking animals. They didn't care about them. They didn't want to care about them. You know, if black folks made you money, right on. Oh, yeah, give them a Cadillac, tell them to shut up or whatever the fuck it was and be done with it. But this was different. If you had to express yourself on stage, then only certain people are going to be able to do it and come off correct with it. Now, in tonight's matchup, we're going to take you into some of the 60s side of what the industry wanted to believe was popular music. And then we will compare it with one of the combatants. These guys are going to be all wild cards, although I've already tipped over the first wild card because the Rascal is going to be the first ones up. But they're going to go up against the foe. And y'all know as we do our show, what to do. str.itr.mli at Outlook. Any of these guys can win. You pick the one you want. str.soultryradio.itr in the raw .mli, Michael Lewis Ingram, at Outlook.com. My brother G is on the case. He'll be here at the midway point. And we will discuss this, that, and the other. And hopefully we'll have something good to say. And meanwhile, it's still humid as fuck up here in New York. I believe it was 84 degrees. It's 9 o'clock at 84 degrees. My ass is leaking. Got shit and sweat all over the place. Although I did wash my ass. I filed my own advice. So don't you worry. I ain't funky like that. But I think in order to carry forth this message, I want you to hear what the production method and what the production methods were on the pop side of things and compare that with what they were expecting from black people, and then we'll put our opposition up and you guys can decide for yourselves. Again, big tournament. Don't forget to vote. str.itr.mli@outlook.com, or you can check us out here on Facebook on my page, Gary's page. That you'll be on later on to let you know what else you need to do. But for now, let's get it on.
Made me much more aware of the problem we share. If we united, our love whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up, upside down. It's a pity I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty and lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really want to know. I really, really, really want to know.
Yeah. just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be in love with me, that come on love is in your eyes. Whoa, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you. Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me. to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, lady, willpower is now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness. Well, there's so much you have to learn, and I would gladly teach you if I could only reach you and get your love in return. Lady, willpower is now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly.
Starts out with a kiss, even though you're only friends. Now there's nothing wrong with this, but this is where his act begins. He'll hold you and tell you that's what love is.
Gone by, still I'm so lonely and I can't.
the prison walls of my mind. There's still a part of you left behind.
Yesterday's love was like a warning. Bye. heaviness is love again. That's why I'm blessed. Peacefulness, happiness, togetherness, lovingness, foreverness is love again. That's why I'm blessed. Peacefulness.
Thank you. forget to think deep within. And remember when we first met, we were only friends. Throw a kiss or try to taste her tender lips. Will they be the factors that will make our life a trip? But just in case things don't settle well with her, I'll say that I'm sorry and keep hoping for the best. How to go? Is she mine? I want to know. So don't think too long.
Mind the line.
How to go?
Is
she mine? I want to know.
Cause it's head on collision.
Slowly just like you. is love without a care, the kind we used to share. I'm chasing the magic hours to find what made them blue. I'm living for a dream I knew. Gonna leave all the crowd, climb through the clouds, and look at life the way we used to do. While I'm high in the sky, maybe I'll find misty memories, and hope they'll see me through. I'm leaving for a dream I knew. Gonna leave all the crowds, climb through the clouds, and look at life the way we while I'm high in the sky. Maybe I'll find that you're dreaming of me. Is there a happy ending to all we had before? A love I'm leaving for a dream I
like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care, and we'll spend tomorrow together. When I'm
look at you. Something I can't explain, just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and say, a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile.
Yes, Heat Wave. Coming out of the Mind Stream in this part of the Big Bag Tournament. Back in this, I'm DJ Honeycomb here with you. I'm accompanied by my brother Gary Knows Gray, DJ Gray, and got a little sad news to relate to everybody. G, can you hear me?
I'm really sad to hear this.
Yeah.
When we were kids, he was a man.
Yeah, he was. Thursday night, we lost William Hart, who was a lead singer, co-lead singer of the Delphonics. Passed away at the age of 77. Now, I was born and raised in New York City in Harlem, but I have family in Philadelphia, and Philly has always had a piece in my heart for a long time. I lived there briefly when I worked for the Tribune, and the Delphonics were my group. Out of all the sexy soul bands when I was this goofy, corny kid, I loved the Delphonics. Me and my buddy Kenny Simmons went to go buy records over on 3rd Avenue, 3 for $2. He was buying all the latest James Brown stuff. I was buying all the latest Delphonics whenever they came out. And it's sad to hear. But little time I did have singing professionally, William Hart was one of the people who inspired, because I was lucky enough to have a falsetto tenor for a little while in comparison. And the Delphonics were one of the groups that I looked to emulate.
I remember when Round and Round came out.
Yep.
And I ran this door. I was one of the only ones that knew what Round and Round was about.
Mm-hmm.
And people do, that's not a good record. I said, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Within 2 months, it became a smash hit.
Exactly. And in playing the record itself, and the drama that emanated from the arrangement, Tom Bell so caught up in presenting the atmosphere that wrapped around the record, I was just awestruck. It was amazing to hear such beautiful music and to hear the vocals go along with it. Hart and lead singer of the Delphonics was inspired by his family, especially his son, who helped him to their first number one hit, because when his son said La La, he translated it as I Love You.
Yeah.
And he wrote a song from that, which became an international hit. So William, his brother Wilbert, and Randy King formed the Delphonics, and the rest, as they say,
interesting.
No way. So, to go back on what we just heard, the 60s were weird in the sense of how top 40 stations wanted to translate soul. Now, Motown may have called itself the sound of young America. As far as singing is concerned, some of the singers who should have been considered the sound of young America never got a shot.
Yeah.
Now, I talk about Felix Cavalieri and the Young Rascals because they were on point.
They, I like those guys. I really like those guys.
And Three Dog Night, their lead singer, Negron, he was amazing. He sang with soul, literally. And he actually did a version of Oasis' Try a Little Tenderness. That was very good. But some of these others, now Dennis Shows in the Classic Four, Spooky and Stormy were nice songs. So was Traces. But I got to wonder about this Gary Puckett guy. You know, every time I hear him singing about young girls.
Woman. Yeah,
I'm thinking pervert. Oh, pervert. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Or when he's singing young girl, he's like, jailbait. Get out of my mind. Exactly. It's like.
And nobody pulled his coattails.
No. It was like you could imagine him running off with a 13-year-old girl like Jerry Lee Lewis did, and somebody would think it was okay because he was a singer. And white, of course. But I digress. Anyway, knowing that Coogie, which was William Hart's nickname, is no longer with us on this mortal coil. You know, we got to hit the jukebox a few times and recognize our brother. As the tournament continues, like I said, Heat Wave was the perfect combination of words and music. Always and Forever became a standard in the 80s, just like Billy Ocean Suddenly and Atlantic Star with Always. But
Billy Ocean, I know people don't know this. Billy Ocean, Caribbean Girl.
Yep.
Well, the original version was European Girl.
Ah.
That was the name of it, European Girl.
European Girl? I can see that, yeah.
And they said, no, we can't do that. You gotta change it.
That's interesting. Well, it would fall in line with popular music because, as we stated earlier about Motown, they didn't want you doing these songs about butt naked, raw, nasty sex. And when the original sang Baby, I'm For Real, that was the closest thing to drop them draws. Come on, stop playing around. Ooh, Baby, Baby, always like Innocent and all that other stuff, like Coolie Hot, may have intended when they presented it in the movie, but there was something that said, I want some ass.
Yep.
See, when the Delphonics sang, you wanted some ass. I'm not trying to be funny when I say this. It had a totally different vibe to it.
Yep.
And if you were in love with somebody or had a crush on somebody, the arrangement and the flavor of that music emanated even stronger as it carried on doing what it did. I speak only for myself in this, but y'all got to know that was some awesome stuff.
Yes, sir.
So you can't say nothing more than that because it made us human. No matter what they thought about black people, no matter what they said about black people, we knew who we were. We knew who we are. It's funny because I saw Respect a couple of days ago on TV. Now, this was the Aretha Franklin movie, and Jennifer Hudson played Sister Aretha. Hollywood does not like black men. We know this. They don't like black people, but they really don't like black men. Just like in What's Love Got to Do with It, Lawrence Fishburne played Ike Turner to a bus, so much so that you hated his guts. Well, Aretha had her first husband, Ted, who was a manager and all that, and he did her dirty, but he must have been fucking the shit out of her because he inspired her to do Dr. Feelgood, and he was tearing that ass up, and Dr. Feelgood was making a house call. Now, that don't make it right. All I'm saying is Hollywood made sure that you knew that because a black couple loving each other, genuinely, no, we can't have that.
I don't want to see that.
Nope, you don't want to see that. So, it was a revelation watching the movie. Now, we got some future matchups for you. We're going to venture into the West region finally, give you a taste of Jimmy Briscoe and the Little Beavers, going up against Paul Funkadelic and War. Will be making their appearance as well. But, gee, so we can get some last licks on this before I go jukebox on this because we got to do a special jukebox for the Delphonics. I heard you talk about how much you appreciate it Round and Round, but who was the first person you had a crush on that was inspired by a Delphonic record?
Well, the first one was Grand Night the Fifth. I love Grand Night.
Uh-oh.
And my girl, Grand Night, man, back in the day, oh, everything.
Yeah, glasses are fine, Maskell.
I have to confess,
I had a crush on Betty Wright. Now, Betty Wright was 15 years old when she did Girls Can't Do What Guys Do and Still Be a Lady. She was a gorgeous sister.
Yep.
Good Lord. And, of course, everybody was lusting for Chaka Khan when Rufus came out. But then by then, I was old enough.
I remember my first year at SIU and Soul Train came out 4 o'clock on Friday
mm-hmm.
afternoon. Every Friday
mm-hmm.
afternoon. So this one day I'm going to say, because dinner was at 4 to 6.
Yep.
So I said, okay, I'm going to watch this. And boy, I was like, oh my God, this girl is knocking me out.
Yeah, I understand that.
Oh my goodness.
Now, I was wondering about this earlier. And you know how sometimes you can sense stuff. I was a bit perturbed because I had some songs of me singing way back in the day. And I was doing a little bigger than my own. And I was trying to find it, and for a reason, I could not find it. I was wondering, what the fuck was going on? Where is it? And then I find this piece of information about Heart and the Delphonics. Now, Blue Magic, Black Ivory, Rax, Futures, the Ebonies, we grew up with all of them.
Yep.
And when the Five Heartbeats came out, it did a nice job in giving credit to the great groups in the Sexy Soul era. But by far, as great as the Mighty Mighty Dells are, my favorite group was the Delphonics.
Mine too.
Yep. So,
when that record came out, I was the first one record store to get one too.
Yep.
My mama thought I was crazy.
I hear you. Yep. You probably figured. And they call this puppy love. No joke. But, Johnny Wilder of Heatwave, and for those who don't know, Heatwave had several tragedies among the group. Certain members died in really horrible manners. Johnny Wilder himself was in an auto accident. He sang that song, All I Am, that you heard, literally in the studio. He couldn't travel. I believe J.D. Nicholas.
Back then,
it was gone. Yeah, what would
back
his brother
in the day,
Keith
it's very difficult
love?
To drive in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
It's getting better now. It's getting a lot better now, but we still have work to do.
But that was an amazing feat for him to literally sing that song.
Yes.
And the lyricist, or one of the co-lyricists, Rod Temperton, member of the band, because he moved on, wrote songs for Michael Jackson and Thriller. He was a great lyricist. And the words matched up to the music. Heat Wave was a powerful, powerful live act.
What?
You know, and I know I've said this a couple of times over the years, but the brothers Johnson went on tour. You know, they were endorsed by Quincy Jones. He was backing them. They got a big push. They came to the Felt Forum, and Heat Wave blew their ass off the stage. I've been in that situation where you have to like, oh shit, we got to really stroke. But Heat Wave blew them away. And of course, when they went on first, they were leading them because the Johnsons were the lead act. And they were jumping off 10-foot speakers and ain't no half-stepping. And of course, the Yankees had just beaten the Dodgers again in that era, which was 77. So they were up on that, talking about New York don't half-step. And everything they did was with purpose. The music, the flow, the harmony, even the grooves as they closed off a groove line that had just come out. But Heat Wave would have been a supergroup based on everything we talked about were it not for the untimely demise of some of the members of the band. So we can carry on, G. What you got in mind for your side of the tournament?
Well, I'm going to do a replay of the Magnificent Man and the Element, Tomorrow Borga.
Right on.
Because we had a bar alarm and it went off right in the middle of the show went off. Right? Okay.
Well,
we got to do what you got to do.
True that. We got a nice matchup coming up next time. Slave at a Dayton, Ohio against Manchild from Chicago. And then, of course, on the West Coast, Parliament Funkadelic moves to the West Coast, to the West Bracket, and they will take on Jimmy Briscoe and the Little Beavers from Baltimore. And that's what's up next time. Any last words before we go back to work to the jukebox?
No, just take care of yourself, wear a mask, get the vaccine, and wash your hands.
Yes, indeed. Wash your hands because the next thing you got to wash is your ass. Wash your ass. You don't need you being funky. Let the music be funky, but not you. Nobody should be smelling like wild onions and ass gravy right now. Especially here, because it's a human spot. Anyway. You want to donate to the group box? Just go Cash App, SPRITR, capital letters, SPRITR. G, well, tell them on your side where to vote.
DOZ Gray at gmail.com. That's G is in Gary, I was in Lincoln. And Z is in Jordan. Gray at gmail.com.
All right,
three
basement
page. One
yes.
To three. When you get there, you know what three
they
are.
That's right, glcgray@gmail.com, str.ipr.mli@outlook.com. Folks, it's been an emotional night. We're going to hit the jukebox, and we're going to hit it. A special jukebox for the Delphonics. So I'm going to spend a couple quarters on these brothers because they got it like that.
I might have to do a show on the weekend, man.
I know.
I might do that on the weekend. Yeah. as a memorial to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and just as a footnote, in the movie The Five Heartbeats, Bird and the Midnight Falcons were wearing the so-called capes, which the Dauphins made famous in doing songs like Trying to Make a Fool Out of Me.
Oh, man.
So I'm assuming that Bird and the Midnight Falcons were supposed to be the Dauphins. But either way, we got that. And we get that. And we appreciate that.
Yep.
Because remember, this is our music. If you appreciate it and you love it, we love you. Everybody else, if you're traveling, please, I want you to get from point A to B and back to A-OK. Go safe, stay safe, be safe.
You're there.
Much love to Nikki, much love to Nikki, Leah, and Demi. Ashe, William Hart, and long live the Dauphonics. We spend these quarters on you.
Today, what it is, you are no wonder.
Again, William Hart, co-lead singer of the Delphonics, gone at age 77, gone but not forgotten. His nickname was Poogie, for those that knew him. Definitely was rocking the Uptown, which was Philly's version of the Apollo. I mean, when a child can inspire you to write a hit song, that's really special. When you had the collaboration that he had where Tom Bell's arrangements and his voice were perfect for each other, it's a shame that Philly Groove, which was the label at the time that was Preston Records, was so short-sighted that they would cut a true artist like Tom Bell out like he did. Now, Bell landed on his feet, of course, and you'll hear from him later on in the tournament because Stylistics and the Spinners, who were also inspired by him, are in the Western region. But it's a damn shame when you see something perfect come to pass. And I can remember the first time I had to sing professionally, and the tension that was going on inside me, I had to just remember to just open my mouth when the count was there and music started, which I was able to. Luckily for me, something else was taking over and not me. And it's another reason to remember that if you've been blessed with gifts or a gift, the best way to say thank you is utilize those bad boys to the max. Again, Wednesday, the Hump Day Special, 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back with the Big Bag Tournament. Big G being on his side of the ledger, and we will introduce you to Slave and Manchild in the first part of our next Big Bag Tournament. For now, Delphonics and I, we're out.
face the reality, the one I love, leaving me. loving you too much, not wanting to realize that you're in love with someone else.
Good night.